Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I appreciate your time this morning. I want to dial back to Saturday, the No Kings movement across the country, more than 1,500 cities, including the city of Pittsburgh. Obviously, you were a part of that. And for people that want to know exactly what you were protesting against, why were you there?
You know, I think it's evident. I think that when you see all these protests that are occurring throughout of America, I think a lot of there's not one reason, but there's multiple reasons. The deportation of people is an issue. The ability to be able to cut all these programs that are safety nets for a lot of people. The attacks against the DEI program, the attacks against the LGBTQIA community, the attacks against Medicare and Medicaid, the attacks against Social Security. I don't think there's one issue that's bringing people out. I think it's a host of different issues that people feel that a lot of their freedoms and safety nets are being taken and not being empowered. And that's the reason why I was there, to provide a voice to people that this is the first time that we've been in this situation and we can still overcome.
And what kind of feedback do you get? Obviously, the country is so divisive, and you get, criticism for being there, criticism for why don't you focus on other things. How do you deal with it?
I think you always focus on people. I think that as long as you put your focus on people and that's just speaking up for the people, then that's what you should be doing. So, you know, for me, it's about, from a humanitarian standpoint, are we speaking up for the people that don't have a voice? And Larry, so many people out of here, and you know this, don't have a voice to be able to speak up. And that's when leaders must speak up and start talking about exactly what's going on and why this is wrong and why at the end of the day that it's the people that make the decision. It's the people that get out there and change the course of nature. So for me, it's always going to be about the people and being able to speak up for those that don't have a voice to speak up for themselves. And that's just been throughout history.
The men and women that work for ICE were ordered to, as I understand it, were ordered to ramp up their efforts to ramp up the quotas, which really has caused a lot of issues for a lot of people. I think everybody wants criminals who are here illegally deported, but this seems to have gone far beyond that. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely it's true. I mean, of course, nobody wants homicides. You know that. You know how I feel about that. But the reality is that it's gone too far. I mean, we're talking about people that add value to our economy. We're talking about people that add value to our community. And we're talking about just the human rights of everything. This has gone way too far. It's out of control. And it's creating of a culture of us versus them. And that's what scares me. If people want to know what scares me, it's this culture that it's us versus them. And that, you know, we're creating a culture that's not safe. There's nothing safe about that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the more that we make this country unsafe, the more problems we're going to have. I've never seen a situation where terror caused safety. And right now we are creating a system. We are creating an environment where people are living in terror, where people don't know, where children don't know. There's nothing safe about that. There's nothing that we're doing that's making America a better place. If they want to fix immigration, fix it through federal legislation. That's how you fix everything else. But to be out here and empower ICE to be gone and then giving them more strength to do what they're doing is just causing more havoc, more chaos, more problems, and it's not creating the type of America that we call safe.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. That said, Mayor, the president has ramped down, apparently, the deportation of farm workers, those that work in the entertainment industry, meaning restaurants, hotels, because they need those workers. So it's ironic, isn't it?
You know, the hypocrisy is, you know, the hypocrisy is deep. I mean, I don't really know what you could say about that. It's self-evident. And when you can see it for yourself, then there's really not too much to talk about. We just have to stand for justice. And we have to stand up and make our voices heard. The hypocrisy is the hypocrisy, and everybody can see it that chooses to see. But the reality is it's not making America more safe. It's not. Did you see all those protests throughout America? The one thing I'm so happy about that I don't think we speak about enough is how peaceful the protest was. The protest here and throughout was peaceful. And I want to thank everybody who came out to protest and protesting them in a peaceful way. Because that's how you're going to change things. You can't be violent and think that the same narrative won't be used against you. But when we come out and we come out in a peaceful way, and we're talking about human rights, civil rights, and why people have the rights that they have in a peaceful manner, that changes things. And that's what I saw this weekend. And Larry, to be honest, these crowds are growing. They're not shrinking. They're growing. They're increasing, not decreasing. It demonstrates the level of people being not sure about what's going on. Not liking the direction of the country. And that's why people are coming together. I mean, these was a massive crowd. And without question, they will get bigger.
And that said, Mayor, are you concerned because it's been hinted that Democratic cities like yours here in Pittsburgh will be targeted with more ICE deportations? Have you heard anything like that? And what can you do about it? Or what is your intention?
You know, the one thing that I've always been focused on is making sure that we do what we say we're going to do in regards to protecting our people, speaking up for our people and being there. And I will continue to do that. That's not going to change. You know, people are living in trauma. They're living in fear right now. And it's unnecessary. And I will always be a voice of peace for that.
Mayor, appreciate your time this morning. More to come. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, Mike.
All right, and before you go, Mayor, Juneteenth, our newest federal holiday, is Thursday. What are we doing in the city of Pittsburgh?
Hey, listen, ain't that deep? We getting ready to have Juneteenth, and look what the country's going through. How symbolic is that?
How will you celebrate Thursday, Mayor?
Oh, I'm going to celebrate. One of the things that I always do on Juneteenth is talk to my children about the importance of Juneteenth. Talk to them about the struggle that we come from and why Juneteenth is important so that they have a better understanding of their definition of who they are in the path that they're on to always be great. You know, we come a long way, Larry. And, you know, what's going on in the country right now on the cusp of Juneteenth is just, it just is a reminder that every day you get up, you got to fight for a level of justice in order to grow. You know, so people that see, like I said before, Larry, they can see. The ones that don't, it's obvious that they don't want to. But the reality is you can't keep a safe America when you terrorize people. And on the cusp of Juneteenth, we still fighting a struggle that we fought for so long. So as much progress as I admit that we made, look how much more progress we got to go. And that will be a conversation with my children and others.
Mayor, again, thank you for the time this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good one, Larry.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.